that the Old Testament prophecy where Malachi foretold the return of Elijah, quote, from heaven, we can see that God gives us another promise. Speaking through Malachi, God says, quote, I, the Lord, do not change. This is in Malachi 3:6. Now, a similar statement can also be found in the writings of the Apostle James, who wrote, quote, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God does not change. James 1:17. God does not change like shifting shadows. His ways do not change. Now look at science. Look at nature. Have the laws of physics or the principles of mathematics ever changed? Of course not. God doesn't change. Now the people who lived in Bible times had the same physical laws that we have today. And similarly, the people of our time live under the same eternal spiritual laws that people had back then, 2,000-3,000 years ago. None of these principles have changed, and neither has God. For example, another example of God's unchangeability can be seen in the way that God sends prophets into the world. God has been sending prophets to humanity for thousands of years. They have always appeared in the way described by Isaiah, quote, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. That's Isaiah 9:6. God's prophets were all born into the world as children. Not one has ever literally come down from heaven in the flesh. Now there is an important lesson to be learned from these examples. If this is how these promises were fulfilled in the past, then is there any reason to believe that God has changed his ways since then? If these prophecies were all fulfilled spiritually in Jesus' day, then is there any reason to assume that they won't be fulfilled the same way now? Now, sadly enough, there are people today who ignore these explanations from the apostles and who choose to interpret these statements literally. They actually expect to see Christ physically descend from heaven in the flesh. Now can you begin to see why Paul repeatedly called us ignorant? Jesus explained that his second coming will be just as difficult to recognize as Elijah's and his own first coming down from heaven was 2,000 years ago. Now, referring to the time of his second coming, Jesus said that, quote, no one knows when the Son of Man will come. Matthew 24:36. And Jesus said that his coming will be at an hour when you do not expect. Matthew 24:44. And that when he does come, Jesus said that it will be like a thief in the night who breaks into the house and is gone before anyone even realizes that he had been there. This is Jesus' explanation of thief in the night in Matthew 24:43. The thief breaks into your house and is gone before anyone even realizes that he had been there. In the past, the other prophets also came as a thief in the night. They were not recognized. They were not accepted. And we as members of the Baha'i faith would lovingly, carefully, cautiously, respectfully, as Christians, to begin to investigate the possibility that their prophecies concerning the return of Christ have already been fulfilled. Obviously, the more obvious signs of the appearance of the Messianic Age have already come into being. And the Old Testament says in this day, the day of the coming of the Son of Man or the coming of the Promised One, it says that knowledge will be greatly increased. Ask yourself, has this already happened? Of course, the answer is yes. Knowledge since the middle of the 1800s has increased dramatically, spectacularly. Life in this period of time, in the last 150 years, is totally different than it was 2,000 years ago. In other places, in the Old Testament prophecies and in the prophecies of Jesus, it says that the Messiah will appear and he will gather the Jews back to him, that the Jews will return to Israel. Now, look at the nation of Israel today. This prophecy, too, has been fulfilled. So, and these are just some of the more obvious prophecies. The Baha'is would explain to Christians very carefully and lovingly and with the most respect and humility that the one who's coming they have been waiting to see has come, that his name is Baha'u'llah, and that Baha'u'llah claims in the most explicit language that he is the one whose coming was foretold in the Christian prophecies. Now, Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith, is the great teacher whose coming was foretold in the prophecies. He fulfills prophecies from all of the world's holy books, from all of the world's great religions. Baha'u'llah is the promised one, and the promised day of the unity of humanity and the peace of humanity as foretold in the holy books has begun to dawn. Baha'u'llah proclaimed, quote, "The time foreordained unto the peoples and kindreds of the earth is now come. The promises of God, as recorded in the holy scriptures, have all been fulfilled." Baha'u'llah also wrote, "Verily I say, this is the day in which mankind can behold the face and hear the voice of the Promised One. The call of God hath been raised, and the light of His countenance hath been lifted up upon men. It behooveth every man to blot out the trace of every idle word from the tablet of his heart, and to gaze with an open and unbiased mind on the signs of His revelation, the proofs of His mission, and the tokens of His glory. Now to the followers of Christ," Baha'u'llah wrote, "if ye be intent on crucifying once again Jesus the Spirit of God, put me to death, for He hath once more in my person been made manifest unto you." Unquote. Now Baha'u'llah fulfills more prophecies than Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, and all the other prophets combined. The Promised One has come, and this can clearly be established.